This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's all right. Feels like an all right Monday morning. Be careful if you're driving out, though, early this morning. It is rather foggy in the Pittsburgh area, or at least around the South Hills, where, or not quite the South Hills, it's Green Tree. It's the gateway to the South Hills, but foggy out here. So, just look out for that this morning. Seems like there's a lot of fog in the area. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show for the Average Joe. And when the Average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the Average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. Give me a call anytime, 412-928-9370. That's the phone number you can reach me at. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. So, had Chinese food yesterday. Just got an interesting fortune that was oddly specific, and I posted about it. There's a secret romance blooming. Go for it, in spite of your hesitation. Which I thought was interesting, so I put it on Twitter. And then the reason why I'm reading it on the air this morning is because right now the leader in the clubhouse for comments is this tweet from Steve that said, has to be Ron Cook Callis. And he, you know, laughing emoji there, which I think is just tremendous because I'm terrified to reach out to Ron Cook. And yet I would love to rekindle things. I wouldn't call that a romance, but I like the comment. So, Steve, that was that was rather amusing, so I'll give you credit for that. Also, something else that happened this weekend, I found out 2 weeks ago that there are a bunch of schools kind of within the WPIAL who have organized flag football teams for girls, and they've been creating these girl programs so that girls can play football, flag football, every Sunday and have like an organized team. And I found out Bethel Park, since I work over there for their public access TV station, and we cover some games with the high school and broadcast them. I found out that, so Bethel Park had a flag football team organized to participate this year in the Pittsburgh Flag Football League, which was which works in partnership with the Steelers and the NFL to, you know, bring more football games to young athletes. And I found out that the PIAA apparently has had, what, roughly 103 schools interested. And the PIAA said a minimum of 100 is required for them to vote. But there is enough schools interested. There are enough schools interested. And they're going to vote this year, the association is. And if the vote passes, girls flag football will be a sanctioned sport within the association. Which means the WPIL schools will have flag football teams organized within, you know, the regional league. And across the entire state, girls flag football will be recognized in a sport as a sport, which I think is just tremendous. So I found out a couple weeks ago because the athletics team at Bethel Park's high school put out a post about what games, because they usually do a week-to-week schedule of what games you can go see or what you can anticipate. And I saw flag football on a Sunday, and I was like, oh, you know, girls flag football, that's interesting. Found out Bethel Park was hosting a game. They play two games a day every Sunday, and there's a centralized location, and they're having a championship on May 19th. There's like divisions and everything. There's like 36 schools in Western PA that are participating in this. And every Sunday they play at a centralized location, a couple games, and there's going to be a championship played at Carnegie Mellon a couple weeks from now, May 19th. So I just thought that was interesting. I mean, girls flag football being a part of like organized sports in high school, I think is tremendous. So I wanted to mention that since I just found out about it recently, since several schools, it seems, have around our area have organized teams to be able to participate in this Pittsburgh Flag Football League, but it's going to become a PIAA-sanctioned sport here if they elect to pass the vote that will let that happen, the board. So, cool stuff there. Interesting stuff in the high school sports world. I mean, if you knew that this was a thing for a while and I'm just was kind of oblivious to it, I mean, let me know. 412-928-9370. You can call in and talk about it. I just think it's interesting. Talk about it, because it's unique, too. I mean, a little while ago, who would have thought, you know, flag football? Ugh. But now, I mean, the popularity of the sport's really taken off, and it's great that they can have a girls program, too. They can be, you know, an official sport that these young ladies can participate in. So, with that, let's do a little pivot over to the Pittsburgh Pirates, because this was a hot and cold series that deserves some attention. Pirates lose a close one, though it wasn't close mostly throughout. O'Neill Cruz hit a two-run home run in the ninth inning of that game. The Rockies won 3-2. They were up 3-0 for most of that game. That was the first game this season, too, that the Rockies didn't trail at all. They had led the whole game. So, not a great sign for the Pirates' offense. Then on Saturday, you get a 1-0 win. So the Pirates shut out a team. It was a nail-biting win, though. Jared Jones pitched a gem. Well, the Pirates end up winning. They score on a walk-off by Jack Suwinski. And then the Pirates win a game. They come back. They were down toward the middle. O'Neill Cruz hits a big home run. Yay, the Pirates win 5-3. So I learned something from this series. And Ben Charrington spoke yesterday, too, and I want to address some comments he made. But you have three games in this series that should have learned something here. And here are the things that I learned. The first game was a tough one. The Pirates' offense was scratching for offense. But O'Neill Cruz, some inspiration for him hitting a home run. But it was null. Didn't really matter. Was too little too late that they kind of came together and tried to push for, you know, scoring to win the game. Saturday was a big one for me, because here's what I know about Jared Jones right now. Jared Jones pitched a gem and pitched well against a Rockies team that has not been good this season. Now, don't come at me again. I'm not saying Jared Jones is a bad pitcher when I say this, okay? I respect Jared Jones, and he is a great major league pitcher. Jared Jones has struggled against, and this isn't even about Jared Jones, but I'm going to make this statement to set up what I think about the Pirates and the offense. Jared Jones has struggled giving up home runs against better than average or great lineups. You saw it against the Orioles. You saw it against the Giants. He has struggled at giving up home runs. Doesn't mean he's a bad pitcher, but when you give up a home run, you're guaranteed to give up at least one run. However, against weaker teams in Major League Baseball, he's been astonishing. Even mid to weaker teams, he's been astonishing. He's blown them away. He's struck out batters. He's limited runs. So when he gets a no decision and a 1-0 Pirates win on Saturday, I'm concerned. Ben Cherington said on his show yesterday that, you know, the Pirates got lucky with a win on Saturday. They got a big hit late. They set themselves up for success in the ninth inning and ended up scoring to win it against the Rockies. In the end, they got a little lucky. There should be no luck involved, though, when you have Jared Jones pitching. He's pretty much Jared Jones when he's on the mound against those mid-to-weaker teams. He's gifting you a win the way he's pitched this season. It's a gift win for you. You just have to score, and Jared Jones will blank the opposing team through hopefully what will now be 6 or 7 innings, which is valuable. So the fact that the Pirates didn't score and it was still an even scoreless ball game after Jared Jones completed his 7 innings, that is concerning to me. Now, the Pirates scored 5 and beat the Rockies on Sunday, and the offense seemed to turn it around, which is fine. I still look at that as one game right now. Still taking it game to game this season, but with the streaky losses that they've had, I just still want to express my concerns. When Jared Jones goes out there and pitches, Jared Jones, again, against those mid to weaker lineups, should guarantee you a win. Above average lineups, you got a bit of a chance. Some of those great lineups, if he continues to struggle with the long ball, you're going to need your offense to back you up in that case. But against the mid to weaker teams, Jared Jones guarantees you a win. This is just a shame that he got a no decision in that game on Saturday because, again, I mean, for how well he pitched, the Pirates only needed one run. The bullpen locked it down too, which is great, but the Pirates only needed one run, and scoring a bit earlier would have been more inspiring than my guy getting a no decision because the Pirates couldn't score at least one run in 7 innings. Now, we saw some inspiring developments on Sunday. The biggest of the highlights was that O'Neill Cruz hit a home run, a go-ahead home run, and it was very far. And that's great. I'll still counter that by saying, though, that this is the Rockies, and this is one of those wins that I'm not going to get overly excited about. I'm happy that they won this series. Not going to get overly excited about it, though, because this is one of the weakest teams in baseball. I think that there should be an expectation for the Pirates now where you could be happy. Like, again, be happy. Be excited. Be excited today that the Pirates won a series. But collectively, they're going to have to get on a bigger streak, a bigger winning streak for me to get back out of the concerned area that I'm in with this team. I still have my concerns about the offensive approach. Now, Henry Davis being sent down and Yasmani Grandal being activated could help with that. Maybe Derek Shelton's found the right lineup and hopefully won't scramble it again. If this is what's been working, that's fine. And I would argue that the Angels team that's coming to town tonight for the first game of 3 in the series, they're a weaker team in baseball as well. Jared Jones probably won't pitch in this series, but this is a series where, again, the Pirates right now, I believe, are good enough and have the ability to win this series too. I don't want to look too far ahead. We'll take it one game at a time. If they lose tonight, it's not the end of the world. But this is a series that you should win. You want to expect to win. There should be an expectation here that the Pirates can beat a team like the Angels and hopefully carry some momentum into a stretch of games that will feature NL Central teams. They'll play the Cubs to end the 9-game homestand, and then they're going to travel immediately to play Milwaukee and then travel to Chicago to play them again in a 4-game series. So they've got an NL Central collection coming up in the middle of May. And this is a series that you want to take. This is a series that you want to capitalize on. I just get concerned when Ben Cherington says, yeah, we got lucky against the Rockies. You shouldn't get lucky with Jared Jones on the mound. Like, again, Jared Jones pitching against those mid to weaker teams has yielded great results. And it's pretty much, Jared Jones being out there almost guarantees the Pirates a win. It's supposed to be a gift win. The offense has to score one run. Jared Jones can shut them out through 6-7 innings. I think the bullpen for the Pirates has cleaned up a good bit where they can take you through the later innings of the game. So we'll see. We'll see how this series goes against the Angels. 412-928-9370, that's the phone number. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. You can give me a call at any time this morning. I'll take some callers if you want to talk about the Pirates at all. You're welcome to. They won the series against the Rockies this weekend after a 5-3 win in the rubber match of the series. O'Neill Cruz had a couple homers in the series. We like to see that. So if you have any opinions on the Pirates' offense, the Pirates' pitchers, Pirates' coaching, give me a call, 412-928-9370, and you can talk to me on X as well, at Callis_33. That's Callis_33. I'm going to take a quick break, and more talking about sports coming up next. Paul Skeens made a start yesterday, and something tragic happened. Ooh, we'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com. Right now it's foggy outside, so if you're driving, be careful. Today, high of 74, low 59, overcast now, maybe some rain later in the day around 5, 6 o'clock. Tomorrow, high of 77, low of 58, more overcast skies expected. Going to be warm, and the weekend early projections are already looking like it's going to be cold. Highs in the low 60s, so that's Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. A few minutes left to talk. If you want to jump in last minute, get a phone line, you're welcome to 412-928-9370. Get a phone line, talk to me, and really just talking about the Pirates and how I expect them to win this series against the Angels. That's what the expectation should be for this team when it plays some of those lower-tier teams. Right now, the Angels, I feel like, are one of those not steady teams. So hopefully the Pirates can win the series. I'm kind of jumping the gun. Take it one game at a time, though, has been my motto. I've been preaching all season so far. They just got to get rid of those losing streaks. They do that, and they'll be all right. Paul Skeens started yesterday for Indianapolis, AAA, affiliate of the Pirates, and gave up a home run. Ah, scary. His ERA has ballooned this season to .99. Giving up the first home run of his professional career. He got hit around once in Double-A when he made his first Double-A start straight out of being drafted, and then they shut him down for the rest of that season. Moving into this season, though, he's continued dominance. First professional home run given up. He was pitching on 4 days rest, and he kind of talked about after the game. There were some post-game quotes from him where he's talking about how he's still trying to get into a rhythm. They had him on 4 days rest, so he's trying to get into that professional routine still, and sometimes you may pitch on short rest. They wanted to see how he would do pitching on 1 day's short rest and give up a home run. Indianapolis still won 8-3, and that was the only earned run, I believe, that Skeens gave up. So now his ERA again, .99. It was like .39 before. So obviously when I say ballooned, I say that sarcastically. No reason to concern with him. But I mean, that was just big news. One of those things where he gave up a home run, and now we're starting to see some of those weaker points. He was still overall dominant in the start and gave Indianapolis a chance to win, and their offense backed him up. Yeah, I mean, he seems to be getting accustomed to that routine now, which is something else I also wanted to touch on. And he's acknowledging the routine that he's trying to get on now with Indianapolis and pitching professionally. So maybe that's a sign that he'll be up by the end of this week. Get a series against the Cubs. Then the Pirates are traveling to play the Milwaukee Brewers in another NL Central series. And then that'll be followed by a Cubs series. But the Cubs will host that one. So I hope he's up here for the series against the Cubs this weekend. That'd be fun. We'll just have to see, though. But yeah, he made a start in AAA yesterday, and that's what happened. Gave up a home run, and his ERA is now 0.99. He's still doing pretty well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.